Soon I'd like to make it, okay, we'll figure out the rest of, but this, today's today, and then we'll figure out, you know, day by day, we'll, you know, because as Hashem, it should be next week and the week after, they'll be here, and then there'll be Pesach break, and then we'll resume, and then we'll figure out what day we should have a Bechina, when we'll finish, and then we can start Hilchos Aveilus, and, okay, what I did, I made a three-page packet. The first page was the Mishnah Chrona that Rav Abadi pointed out to me. You look in the Mishnah Chrona or THL Aleha, so he asked the Kasha, Avogad Tzarchlov, the low copy of the law, so what's the problem? The Biadayim Hinicha, you want it there. So this is very, you know, Rav Abadi is very into it. If you want it there, then you're not Makbid. So he's not into the Tzemach Tzedek's idea when you're better, you wouldn't want it, or, you know, he's not from the school of thought of the Tshuva Me'av and the Tzemach Tzedek and the Chochmah Zadon. He's from the school of thought of the Pachad Yitzchak of Yitzchak Lomparty and the Ksav. Not the Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu was a little bit too much for him. Because Rabbeinu allowed to... I tried to contact the Rabbeinu people. I called them up. And they said, you have to email... So I don't know. I have to get my wife to email and I can explain them. But this is his thing. I love the Tzarech law. The law copy the law. Then he needs. So what's the problem? Shall the vine copy the law? Shall tovu the vine copy the law? Shall tovu hamashicha? After then he says after came in the law and shall mark a copy the law chashiv kpeit. That's the other svar. But Rav Abadi is into the first thing, into the first teretz in the Mishnah Chrona. Right? But that's in other words, the problem is, you know, you say all these coolers, you still have to deal with the Mishnah. So, and the Shulchan Aruch. So either you say the Shulchan Aruch is talking about that you take it every day to look and to put, you don't keep it on. So that was okay. Then the next thing is that you don't want it there when you're in the water because that'll wash away the ointment on the ritiyah, so therefore that's why. But in the Hanami, if it would be a regular cast where there's no ointment or something like that, you want it there. So in the Hanami, it would be okay. So everybody's into this Mishnah. This Mishnah Chrono. Now, Rav Meir Arik, the Gadol Hador, right, in Galicia. The Gadol Hador, Rav Meir Arik. I told you what the Freiman Rav said. Freiman Rav, you heard of him? Rav Rafael Zilber. He said, and he was a Rebbe in Satmar for like 50 years or something like that. He said he met in his lifetime three people who knew Kol HaTarakula. He said, Rav Meir Arik, Rav Shmuel Engel, Rav Marash Engel, and Rav Moshe Feinstein. Those are the three people he met in his lifetime that he felt knew Kol HaTorah Kula. As I zokt, the Freiman Rav. Freiman Rav's safe son is the Mosnei Tzedek, Rav Mendel Zilber. He's a big dayan in Gittin, Choshen Mishpat, and things like that. Big Talmid Chacham in Brooklyn. Okay. There's all these people, Rav Getzel Berkowitz and Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman are all Talmidim of the Freiman Rav in Satmar. Okay, the Imre Yosher, so he has a tshuva about Al Das Isha Sheyesh Lo Mechush Be'oz Neha. She has a problem in her ears. She'ena Shomat B'tov. You know, she can't hear well. Farofim Yomru Ki Be'im Yovo Be'oz Neha Mayim Kol Shehu Yazikla. It says even a little bit of water will come into her ears, it'll be a problem. Tetucha Lischarish L'gamre. She can get deaf. She can get deaf. Matase B'tfilas Mitzvah. So what could she do to go into the mikvah? Because L'chora, in other words, this part of the ear, water has to be Roy in the Bias Mayim. So that means if there's a chatzitza there, it's no good. So what do you do? So he says like this. Hevet Mokom the Tshuva's Marsham. The Marsham, the Berzhanarov, Godel Hador. You know what the Berzhan? He was one of the Rabbanim who was a Godel Yisrael, but the people in his community didn't appreciate him. So he says he's the Rabban Shel, he was the Rabban Berzhan. So Rabbi Teichner said he would say about himself, he was the Rav Kol Bnei Hagola except for Berzhan. The whole world loves him. Shikim HaGavna. So the Marsham was Mekel. Shikim HaGavna Vol Sham Hayahanosis Tumoch Tomid Al Pip Kudas Arofi. In other words, if you always have something in your ear, you always have a plug in your ear, so then the Marsham is Mekel. Because you always have in your ear. And Maya no says moch tomid al pi pekudas harofim, but you don't ain at tzricha or sum hamoch rak b'shasa. But in our case, she only puts it in b'shasa tvila. Right, so it's only b'shasa tvila. So this is like Rav Abadi said: if it's only b'shasa tvila, that's called makpid. We saw the Rabbeinu. And it could be like Rabbi Tachman said, the Rabbeinu was only maybe Mekel in a real chashash of that they were going to, you know, be nichshol, you know. So he'd rather be over, yeah. Or Yeshlom, Chagav na after b'mach b'chashash sakon, Yeshlom d'havi kedovish einu makpid. Hach makpedes, hach etvil lasimo. So what's the head there? So he says, "V'hinei harav ha'shoel sham b'sifrei hanal." Second next paragraph. He ear di yishlomer tadim ena matpedes ata kevin she matpedes pepamachas chotzitz. Hainu de ena matpedes gam lo nichala. Rak she ena matpedes. In other words, like the case of the ring. Right now, I'm not needing dough. She's going to the mikveh now. She's not needing dough. But maybe tomorrow she'll need dough. So that's called... So she is... V'gam lo nichala, rak she'ena makpedes. So that's because... In other words, the ring, you don't nafka want it on now in the mikveh. You know, you parf, you know. So then, since you can be makped later, that's... But here... If a benichala ata dafka she aleha, dafka you want it. Machmash chasach v'chal lo avi chatzitza. V'usfar nechona. But he says that maybe that's a good svar. But el zanista lechor mehad eged shal gabi amaka chotzitz. That was. But then you could ask that on any ritiya in the Mishnah. You want a dafka now. But since you're not going to want in the future, it's a chatzitza, so then why should it be any better than the ear thing? Aval yesh l'chalek, the b'sakon ha-shayni, much because of Sidrei Tara. Or koponim b'mokom sakon yesh lodol al-shas tvil, or kevin da'az nichol al-havis ha-chatzitza v'shemir simenotev. That if it's a sakona, so then you could say that that's a chreis. You can call it revisei or something like that, and therefore, if you want a dafka now, and it's a sakona to take it off, so there, so here it's I don't know, you know. Okay, it's not a sakana, maybe a life or death sakana, but you know, it's a chere. It's more than just sar. It's death. You know, making a person.
That's considered.
I don't know if it's, you know, the sakana of the
sakana
zever. Yes, sakana zever or something of, you know, kersho nosin lo de mekulo. You know, above kama. You know. You know, it's the Becherish is.
Hasn't Rebbe suggested in the past the possibility of using something like cotton, which theoretically get wet through, but so, if she does quickly, then it wouldn't. Would that be better in this situation than using?
In other words, his idea is that you can put something in to block the water because it's a. You dafka want it there, and even though you're going to take it out right away because it's a mokum of a great sakana, or, I mean, So, yeah. One second. So this is, and then he says, you know, on page 3, I'll call upon him, on the right side, that's what he says.
Why is the fact that it's that it's based on Starim? Why is that a Tikusa?
Because based on Starim is more Kal. Based on Starim is only the Rabbanan.
So his, the reason why it's being made was because of, it's like a trade the Rabbanan, because of the. Basically, what you say is that every meter in a base of star, we make all
of them. Right, but only obviously together with the fact that there's a sakana here, and it's something that might not go away ever.
Uh-huh.
So. So the Chalkas Yom's thing is that the whole that throws in another Derabbanan. That it's anything that you're not makpid now won't be makpid later is only a din Derabbanan also. So that would be a third Derabbanan. So the more Derabbanans we get, the better we are.
Why did the place of storm has to be willing to be a. Again, I don't understand why is the base of Storm a cooler if it has to be roided.
But it's only a Dinder Rabbanan. That's only a Dinder Rabbanan, according to many.
The fact that a base of Storm has to be roided B.S. Mayim is only a Dinder Rabbanan?
According to the Ritva, right. Yeah, according to some Rishonim.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Is that the quantum mark that if you always have a plug in the ear?
Yeah, so that's like.
But I'm wondering about. Like a lot of people now, they have like the thing in their ear all the time, but that's not what they would go to the mikvah. And so, if something is there, but it's not the thing that you're going to go into the mikvah with, what we consider. Now,
you mean they would take it off because it would get ruined?
They take it off, but they still want to put something in the ear, but there's something always in the ear.
Oh, but it's not the same thing. In other words, the electronic thing they're going to take out because that could get ruined waterlogged. That would be different than the Marsham.
That'd be different.
Because the Marsham's word is it's that thing, it's also dover. Okay. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein came up with a new idea that no one ever said since the Mishnah was written. A new idea, and people say it over, but they never read the Tshuva wellness always to know exactly what he said. So we're going to try, I'll try to say to you what exactly he said. And his uncle, of Yaakov Kantrowitz, right? This sefer called Chidushei Hagri, the Gri. So he gave him a hard time. He said, what are you talking about? I mean, he didn't just let his nephew just zug away. He and then he fought back, you know. But, okay, so you ready for this one? This is the way it goes. We're Kaka 27. So, there is a. This was today's throw. Here, Rabbi Asher, 27. This is the supplement that I said over yesterday and about today, but the Mishnah Chrono. Okay, John, you ready for a motion now? Okay.
Fasten your
seatbelts. It's the biggest chiddush. I mean, Chol Pachas. Rav Moshe said bigger chiddushim. Rav Moshe said chiddushim on. This is a chiddush on the din
de
rabban.
The cat can't be bigger than that.
No, well, it depends what Rav Avadia Yosef meant. But okay, let's see. Okay, So there's a Mishnah in Shabbos. Now, and he's going to bring a raya from a Mishnah in Shabbos. He's not the first one to discover this Mishnah and bring a raya. I mean, it's in the Achronim already. But his Hezver is going to be different than anyone else. Azoy. Bameh isha yotzos ubameh eina yotzos. So there's a big yisod in life that there's an issur to carry on Shabbos. I mean, that's why I was looking at one of Rav Shachter's farm the other day. Rav Soloveitchik was against Erevin in America because he thought that vatal whole Hotzah, people don't know from Hotzah. He wasn't, they say in the end of his life, but
only in America or in general?
Well, you know, like Rav Gelli said, like in Varsha, you know, you didn't have water in your house, you didn't have basic necessities, so there was more of a tzorach to be megal. But not in, you didn't think there was a tzorach in, okay, that's a whole different story. Okay. That's for not for now.
Plus the Shishim Ribo is
we're not going to get into that. Yeah. Samos come. You can buy my safer on Erevin.
Oh.
Okay. But whatever. But me isha yotzos, but me ina yotzos. See, a woman or a man, either way, could go out in the street on Shabbos. Obviously, you could wear clothing. That's a lavush. That's okay. And then you can wear a tachshit, midaraisa, that's also like a lavush. Tachshit, jewelry. But then, the question is that they asked the tachshitim because They're gonna say, hey, look at the new ring I just got. So she's gonna take it off and she'll show her friend and she'll walk in the street. So that could be also midrabanan. But midaraisa, if it's a malbush or a tachshit, it would be okay. But midrabanan, they asked anything that there's a chashash that somebody is gonna take it off on Shabbos. In the street. So obviously you're not going to take off your clothing. So they didn't ask the clothing. But tachshitim, you could take it off and show your friend, and then you're going to carry it. Look, okay. Now,
Rabbi, you wouldn't say that you're in a very hot climate if your people are wearing an undershirt or something. I feel like it sounds stupid at the same point. People in hot weather.
Okay, they won't go there.
I'm not saying that
there are a lot of things that Chazal could have been goes there, but they weren't. So they weren't. So it says like this. So b'me isha yotze b'me ina yotze lo teitze isha lo b'chute tzem lo b'chute pishtam lo b'tzusha b'rosha. There was women used to have these fancy decorative pieces of strings tied to their hair or their sheitel or whatever. So she shouldn't go out with them on Shabbos. V'lo titbol b'hem, and she shouldn't go to the mikveh with them on. So the Gemara asks, look at the Gemara, well, what are you bringing in the mikveh now? T'vila mandekar shemeh. Amar Nachman v'Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Baruch Hu, Matam Kamer, Matam Lo Teitzei Isha Lo B'Chut Teitzem Lo B'Chit Pishtan, Nish Amru Chachomim B'Chol Lo Titpol B'Hem Ad Shetarapim. Came in the B'Chol Lo Titpol B'Hem Shetarapim, B'Shabbos Lo Teitzei Dilma Misramei Lo Tvila Shal Mitzvah, V'Shayilei V'Osi Lesunayu Dalar Amos B'Shus Harab. Azoy. He says like this, that we're afraid, obviously your clothing, it's your clothing, they're not afraid of that. We're afraid that if a woman's wearing something on her body that she would have to take off to go to the mikvah. So we're afraid that if she's going to go out on Shabbos, she might take it off in preparation to go to the mikvah.
While she's in the Rosh Hashanah.
So therefore, since these decorative, whatever, chutim that they would tie on their heads is a chatzitza, so therefore she can't walk, because maybe she'll take it off in the Rosh Rabbim in preparation of going to the mikveh. Now that's one Mishnah. There's another Mishnah on page 2 in Samach Dala on the base. It says Isha Yotzos. Now one of the things is B'moksha B'ozna, that a woman could go out in the street in Shabbos with a moch cotton in her ear. So the kasha that's asked by the achronim, I think Masham, Chochmas Odom, they all ask this kasha. And understand, moksha ba'ozno is a chatzitza. So just like the chutei tzemer, the chutei pishtan, you can't wear because she might take them off in preparation of the mikvah. So the same thing should apply to the moch. So how could the Mishnah matter the moch? Moksha ba'ozno. What? You could say such a svara, maybe.
What about the fact that it's balua?
It's not balua.
What? How do you know? Maybe it is.
It's not so far. So this kasha, one second. This kasha was asked by the Marsham. You want to see on page 5. I mean, actually it was asked by the Shoyal in the Marsham. Here, look at the beginning of the Tshuvas, page 5. Nechtovim yigiyani aldashay losim b'isha raka b'shanim. We have a young lady. She ishla mechush b'rosha v'oznea. She has some type of, problem with her ears. What should she do? So the Shoyal, in other words, he's writing to these Rabbanim, more than one Rabban, whatever. He rumored also heavy raya. So the Shoyal of the Masham says, who says it's a chatzitzi? You see from the Mishnah. Mehad isha yotza b'mokshe ba'ozno b'shabes ulchad perish b'rashi himhad ekachvod avlo koshem mutu latzeis v'neimed the mokshe ba'ozno chotzeis v'engvur b'shabes to lo teitzei b'chut eitzemer v'shum d'asur litbo v'hem ha'at shetarafim v'shum chatzitzi mehad tam lo teitzei dil mitzvah amal etvilas mitzvah v'shalu ha'chanami necho shalkach v'al korcho. So it must be that's not chotzeis. So why is that? So that this is the Marsham that we just said before. Should Ma'im Reash, Herik Yam came within Shane, yeah. Kose Ella, the Dafka Hechashe Yoshe, Bechose, Gumak Perish Lola, Siro Zulas Lofam, or De Uman. Kagam Mayashas, Hen Yishlom, Rach the Moksha Bozna, Bahadik, Hen Shainam Asiro Bishumpan. That is in a Hanami. The Moksha Bozna we're talking about is a Moch that you wear 24/7. So then, that's not a chatzitza, because you don't need to take it out. No, you might think that he's telling you all types of things that you can she can wear, and you don't have to worry about that. And he says that, and he quotes the Mordechai with the shade, sakana, revisa, the whole 9 yards. And that's what the Marsham says, is the, he quotes from the Ash, that's the reason why it's mutter. But Ilachanami, if you would take it, if you wouldn't be wearing it 24/7, then that would be a chatzitza. Because the only thing that's not a chatzitza is if you're always wearing it.
So that's how he's reading the Mishnah. He's saying that it's a case of 24/7.
Right. So then, that would limit any possible heter to a situation of that.
We're not worried about the fact that I assume even if it's more 24/7, it's something that's probably changed on somewhat of a semi-regular basis, meaning it gets dirty, it gets something, and she switches it out. I'm not saying from the Chassidus perspective, I'm saying from the Shabbos perspective. Is there, are we
now? No, from the Shabbos perspective is totally on the Chatzitza perspective, because it's a Hob Hotali. So, okay, I can't. But. So, Rav Moshe has this tshuva, it's a long tshuva, it's many tshuvas. We're not going to read every tshuva on page 11. This is from the best tshuvas that Rav Moshe wrote were in Russia. You know, those are the best. You know, the old tshuvas. Then he was really mitkade. It was a New Testament Tov Reish Tzadi Dalet.
1934.
Dvar Yishes Tivul Arofim Shaloi Kansu Mayim BeOzna In Muteres Peshas Tefila Oseis Moch Vater Metubal BeVaseline. That was, you take cotton and put it in Vaseline. Now, and Rav Moshe is talking about something that you're going to take out afterwards. So, he wants to be matir something more than what the Marsham is matir. So he says Azoi. I tell you, look on page 12. See, Rav Moshe always tells you that when he's hanging something new, he writes it. That's what they should do. They should write all the times that he writes a Dover Chodesh. And you should, whatever you should, it's good, it means Mafalpil, but whatever. Okay. So this is what he says. It's a lambda, like we will point out, it's a very lambda chiluk. And see what you think of it. Azoy. He says there are two halachas in Nida, in mikvah. There's the outer part of the body, that the water has to have physical contact in. Right? And then the inner part of the body, not balua, but the beis hastarim part, you need roi labias mayim. You need at least potentially the water could go there. In other words, had I opened my mouth, the water could go there. Even though the mice, I'm not opening my mouth. It's not going there. So the Alpi Pashkas, any type of chatzitza that will, if the water would be able to get there, will stop the water from touching that surface area, that will be a problem, just like outside the body. And the chatzitza means it stops the water from getting to that surface area. So Moshe says, no. There are two standards of chatzitza. There's the chatzitza from the outside of the body, and there's a chatzitza on the beis hastarim. The outside of the body is, if it stops the water from touching that part of the skin, that's a chatzitza, and then you have to be done. It's a ruba machpid, mino machpid, but that's already in the realm of chatzitza. Inside the body, all you need is roi labias mayim. So that's a din that the mokum has to be roi labias mayim. So he says a chiddush, that even if you put a chatzitza there, that will stop the water from getting there. Even if you'd open your mouth or whatever, But as long as it's not steadfast, it's not dovek bimkomo, that won't be a problem. Because if it's dovek bimkomo, that's mafkia, the mokum, and the mokum is not considered royal abiyas mayim. If something is just mimonea the water, but it's not stuck there, so even though the water, anyway, is not getting there. Don't think that Rav Moshe is saying it's okay because the water gets there. No! The point is, the water doesn't get there. If the water gets there, you know, you're not accomplishing anything. The water doesn't get there, and avo pikein, it's okay because it's not stuck there. It's easily movable. So therefore, that's not mafkia, the mokum, to be roi labias mayim. Right. So the case of the like Ephraim Cohen was discussing, the case that they found a bone between the teeth, so that was, as Ephraim Cohen was pointing out, that was stuck there. That was stuck there, so that's mafkia, then the mokum is not royal bias mine. Yeah. But if something is just covering up something, even though it's stopping the water from getting there, but it's easily movable, that's not mafkia, because it's a din, and the mokum has to be royal bias mine. So that's a svara. In other words, it answers the kasha. It answers the kasha. And then it gives you a big kula. That whenever you have something inside of the body that you can remove easily, you can remove it as opposed to, for a five o'clock, it asks the kasha. What's they have to say the case of the Amma, the Tzricha Rebbe Tvila Cheres, when they found Etzem Ben Shinah, that it was Ramesh Dovuk there. So then, that's mafkia. So even though in both cases, when it's stopping the water from getting there, but there's a chilek if something is dovok and is mafkia the shem mokum, in contrast to when it's just monea the water, but the chatzitz is not dovok. So no one ever said this since Brias Olam. It's a new svar. That's why he says Dover Chadash. He knows what he's talking about. And even though Rav Moshe didn't look in the Achronim, right? He didn't look in the Achronim.
You know he's wrong. You know how many
creases. No. Anyway, this is only a shayla of the Rabban. But you have to realize, you know, that's what Rav Moshe writes his Hakdoma to Igros Moshe. He says, you know, Talmud Chacham has a right to be mechadish, and you know, you can only be mechadish if you know everything.
He writes that in response to the people on this shul.
Yeah.
I mean, and then the following shul is that's one of these things.
Yeah. So he says, "V'chein nochon al ani astayt dover chodesh." Yesh shnei minei chatzitzas. Echad the dover chovetz dovuk al aguf. V'lohavi osu chelak aguf roi klal sheyavu olav mayim. V'imajuata. Hashcheni the kisa b'dover acher es aguf kimo oches v'odem kofzu yodok v'adomer. Shadom atzma embo shum chitzon v'bias mayim rak shadover acher oches v'gufo. Einu meniach shevo mayim v'gufo. Tavayu hav v'chatzitza. Shal kopon chotzim mayim. Me aguf. Aval hu rak v'mokom ha-goloi sh'bi'in b'yis mayim mamish. When you need b'yis mayim mamish, so it doesn't matter, even if it's not dovok. If the bottom line is, the water can't get there physically, it's a chatzitza. V'yis ha-storim sh'ein tzorach l'b'yis mayim, elo sh'hei roi l'b'yis mayim, ein lifso rak chatzitza min harishon dovok sh'om, tovok chotzim sh'im ezeh lo havi mokom ha-hu roi klal l'b'yis mayim ato. Aval min ha-shein yin sh'em tovok chotzim v'odom ochis sh'om, So he says, so therefore the moch, the ozna, is not, you know, you can just take it out. Very simple. No, you have a bone between the teeth. It's stuck in. So that is, the Marsham quote Achronim who had the same kasha, but in other words, Rav Moshe's teretz is not the only teretz to the kasha. It's a teretz to the kasha, and it's a chiddush. But that's what he felt. Of course, you know, welcome Sarah and Rukulei. But yeah.
Would you say that eating cloth is already means that it's stuck? Meaning, to get a bone out from between the teeth, you use something and you can get it out. We're saying something like using another object other than just taking it out with your hand is how we draw
something that's not easily removable. Some things you could just.
When you take floss, you go probably a couple of times and you get a bone out from something out that's stuck in between the teeth.
Okay, however you need to get it out. So it's not easily removable. So that's dovok, and that's considered ein aroi l'bias mayim. In contrast to something like the mulch, just pull it out, finish. It's not stuck.
So this answers a lot of the shilas about the ring and the...
Yeah, so it could be that, you know, the uterine prolapse.
Right.
So I don't know how, but it could be that it could be very easily removable or things like that, the maneuvering, just I want to say.
So braces, again, do you have to move by the doctor?
No, braces is a different story. Braces is that that's that you want it there, and it's not going to be removed for a long time.
Right, so what about the milk shavos and that Marsham's referring to, which is a milk, but it's...
No. In other words, the question is: the Mishnah says Moksha Ba'ozen is okay. You can go out b'Shabbos, and the Masham saying you see from there that even though you would have a tefillas mitzvah, you could keep it in, so she wouldn't have to take it out. So there's no iser of going out with Shabbos because there's no chashash she's going to take it out. So you see from the Mishnah it's not a chatzitza. So why not? So the Masham says because it's talking about a moksha ba'ozen that's always kept in. And Ramosha says no. It could even be something you take out. Afal pikein, it's okay because it's not dovok. But the point is that people think, well, Ramosha said because the water could get in. No, it's not because the water could get in. That's the goof of the point. The water can get in. If the water can get in, then you're not accomplishing anything with the moch.
Before,
always say based on
stardom is that inside that you can't really see. So, aren't you, when you put the top in the ear, you're not just blocking that part, you're also blocking the outer parts as well. So, why are we not concerned about that?
In other words,
me putting a plug in my ear is also
going to
be covering a part that I can normally see that's not normally covered.
We're talking about taking cotton that's not going to cover that part.
So, you're really sticking it in there.
No, but the point that, look, the part outside, the water's going to get to. Understand? The point that it's that you're putting it in the hole, that it's going to stop up, in other words, once the hole, you have that, you know, in the, where the hole starts, that's already the basis of starting.
This part of the ear. This is considered a broil, or this is based on starum. Once you're like in, like not all the way, like this part of the,
you can see it.
You can see it
here.
That
I thought that
was this was visible, means it's not. It's still inside.
I think only once the hole.
Like the real hole, not this
hole. No, that's. I think this part,
the cotton that
where my head, I think this is up right.
It's not tight enough that the aerials,
even though it's inside,
inside the
ear.
The skin will still get wet. The skin will still get wet, but it's not. When you check, when you
my teeth are visible also, but it's
no,
because it's inside my mouth.
Right.
Plug it inside,
then
it gets solid.
The farming. We say the basic sign is lefamim nira, lefamim nira, lefamim nira. So teeth are lefamim nira, lefamim ena nira. But it's something that's always nira. So that's avrai. I think so. Okay.
So you're saying this is considered
avrai? I think so. Yeah, nira. Okay. Yeah. What were you going to say? Okay. Now, if you want to take a look in the Chalkas Yoav, I love the Chalkas Yoav. Page 13. Every tshuva in the Chalkas Yoav is mamish. So he has the same shaila. They were all dealing with the shaila of Isha Sharofim Omrim She Im Yovo Tipas Mayim Tach Ozna Sukenes Tachav La Goza Goz. So he says, what do you say, she's not machpid? So we're going to say that all women who have this condition, so it's a separate club of the women with ear problems club. But he doesn't like that because of the Mishnah. You know, in Cain, next page, that's what the Panim and Rish says. But he says, we can't say that because of the Mishnah. So he says, no, the word is that the woman is sick, but she doesn't want to be sick. And then he says, on the second paragraph of all, the second arrow, this, he quotes the Eshkol. The Ritiyah Chot says, Machlod Rob Ben Yehuda Mein Manichim Ritiyah. Then he writes, L'chor Zeh Epoch Achich Hachush. What are you talking about? And then he says the Svara. Now, this is Asher Chorcha. Near Lefian, he says, Tam Ritiyah Hu Yan De Omed L'Hachlif Ritiyah B'chol Eis. He says, the svar that we saw in the Pachat Yitzchak and in the Ksav Sofer, he wants to say, Nir l'tolim yachlif ha-ritiyah b'pachas mizayin yom. That if you leave it in, if the bandage is going to be there for 7 days, then less than 7 days, that's going to be a problem. V'yem uchroch v'yozayin yom him ein chotzeis. Why? Takay malon barachayim. The kesher pachas mizayin yomim lo mikri kesher klal. In other words, it says like this: if it's a kesher shel kayama, that's a problem. If it's a kesher she ain't shel kayama, then there's still an issur d'rabbanim. So the two opinions: what is kesher she ain't shel kayama? So one opinion says that less than 7 days. One opinion says it's a din in a day. The other opinion says 7 days. So if you follow that opinion by a kesher, the pachas mizayin yomim, you're going to make a knot that you're going to take it out in 3 days. It's less than 7 days. That's not a kesher at all. And the zayin yomim have a drabbanon shel kayama, but 7 days is going to be a drabbanon. When a Torah l'olam einu mischayv yishei daito l'shar came l'olam, and the raisa is only if you're going to kayama l'olam. Came into Zayin Yomim and a Kesher Kayomim. So Zayin Yomim is considered Midraban and a Kesher Shul Kayomim. Him came, but a Chetzitzis based on Starim is only a Din Drabanan. So we should follow the Drabanan rules of what's called Shul Kayomim. Tavi Mia Tamach became a Drabanan. Yeah, him came Shuvlo a Chetzitzis Klal. So if it's a base of Starim, and it's going to be, so you can follow the Drabanan rules because. And the Rabbanan rules is that something's there for 7 days, that's shall kayama. That's. But then he says, that the other word he says, Omnam, Vemes Lafian is Daiti Kosher, Tsonashi, Hatzita, Dovo, Golgufa, Pishas Tfila, Eina Hatzita, Minatora. And pashtus means like what Ravadi said, it means you want it not only in the mikveh, but even after the. Okay. And he brings a raya from Peirus, the Vatal Mechitza, right? In other words, what if you have a ditch, right? It's 10 tefachim, but you filled it up with apples, 5 tefachim of apples. Now you only have a Mechitza of 5 tefachim, but the apples you plan to take away. So does that Mevatal the Mechitza or not? So that's the discussion. Okay, now let's say another word here. Okay, there's another thing. Issue of chatzitza, and that is the following. Nails. So we know the minig is when a woman goes to the mikveh, she cuts her nails. And there are two reasons for cutting nails. And we'll have to see which one we hold from. One reason is because there could be dirt under the nails. The other reason is that since eventually you're planning to cut them, kol ha'omed liktzos k'katzutz dami, so then the long nail is considered already cut, halpidin. So then, and then it's covering up the part that wouldn't be cut. So the part that the longer part is ke'ilu, it's off. And now it's covering up the part that's still on. So therefore, kol ha'omed liktzos k'katzutz dami. That is the chiddush of the Ravon. See on page 22, the Ravon. So that's the Ravon. That kol omen liktzos kekotzitz domi. So that's a real chatzitza, according to the Ravon. Yes, so we'll see in a second. So those are two svaras. So one svara is the dirt underneath the nails. From page 19.
Could we then apply the idea, if we go to the idea from the Hafez Yoel that we just did?
One second.
If she wouldn't cut her nails for 7 days afterwards, then she doesn't need to cut them? Would you
use that svara over here? Maybe. And in the Shari Dura on page 19, it said Tzrichel Hoser Hatzoa Lifluf Shtachet Tziporneh Lachtoch Tziporneh V'nira D'zeh Hatam Yishum Hatit Shetachas Hatziporneim. So the Shari Dura says a different reason.
But you would thin out that you wouldn't have to cut.
Right, so if you would so the nafkamina is, if you would clean it out, would you still have to cut? And we're going to talk about also, maybe next week, Bezer Hashem, like certain women, maybe some more modern women, who get the fancy nail jobs and things like that, they don't want it to be cut because they want to. Right, so there are svaras lakula for these women. Even if they have the fake nails over them. So, right. So, we'll have to.
The Shari
Dura is saying the reason you cut the nails is because of the dirt underneath the nails. And the Ravon says nothing to do with the dirt. I mean, he talks about the dirt also, but it also has to do with the kol omed liktzos k'katzutz dami. So, basically, so azoi. The women, so the normal way of going to the mikveh is to cut your nails. If there are women that are certain fancy women that are won't go to the mikveh otherwise and they need these things, so then we can have them make sure that the underneath is clean. And not only we can, there are coolers not to cut the nails, they're even coolers to have nail polish or even fake nails on them because for cosmetic reasons, it's not even these fancy eyelashes. You know, you have these fake eyelashes they put on and all these things. If it's a woman that's not going to go otherwise and it's a big tzara for her, so meeker din denachotzitz, if it's Lenoy, as we'll see. So the big shayla that comes up in this world.
Why is that?
Because something Lenoy is not chaytzitz. Yeah. If you want to see, here, Chaim Oizer. Paper of Chaim Oizer, you want to see? On page 30. Milan of Chaim Oizer. He says, V'dobr shei losa odos hanoshim hanogos l'galdel tzipornayim manicure. They want to go to the mikveh. Racha lo yidzu asa tifur nayim. They don't want to cut their nails. So he says, so really you should. He says, Bemis, picture, but he says, Imadov nimna yuchlo lova lo de mikshal limon lo de yesh the tzadid vzeke nashim menakas heitev sa tifur nayim. Fe makpidis dachke bleed ligzos. He says, "Vigar din, it's okay." He says, "Because it's Lenoy." Okay, but so I want to say two things. So the big shaila is: a woman has a Friday night mikvah and she forgot to cut the nails. So what do you do? So there's a machlokes between the Shach and the Taz what to do. Yes. So the Taz says on page 27. So it's really on page 28. I can't read what page number it is. Page 28, here. So the Ramos says, Me'achad kolkach nogo lito tzipernayim, right? The minig is to cut the tzipernayim. So he says, and he quotes Agos Shari Dura. So he says that what if they forgot? What should they do? So he quotes here on the left side of the page. Second line, left side of the page. Agos Shari Dura viudim irat filosu b'chol moed. If it happens a chol moed, nochan adovish a shivcha goya. You get a goy to cut. Amir lanochvi shvusi, mokam mitzvah l'gozu. Im ain't shem goya, but if there's no goy, she'll just clean them. So says the Taz, dafka b'chol moed. Have a b'shabbos v'yontif, don't do that.
Not even by a goy.
Not even with a goy. Kevin mitzvah gemura menetilat tziparnayim, ta'efshar benikur, tachtam l'chud, you could clean them out. Lama nivatal b'zeh shvus damir la'akam shvusu. We should not nivatal amir la'akam shvus. Just clean them out and fine. So chumra da'asal utkul da'afal pisha goya toch chotechad b'chomokam. Also Yisrael is misayes lada al de shemata lo es yadeha. Ki'il hi osa melochuzu shasur midaraisi b'shabas yontif. He says you're misayeya. Ki'hish in Yaakov's payah, shegam anikav chayef. In other words, just like if somebody cuts off your payas, so it's not only the barber's chayef, but the person who's getting the haircut is also chayef, if he's misayeya, he's matarosho, to make it. Zayef shali shami menu, and of course, you're holding your finger out to help the woman cut the nail. And he says, he doesn't think so push off the tefillah. In other words, you shouldn't push off the tefillah. So therefore he says that you just clean it out. Can't leave me more. He says, "Very easy. Last two, Misha Shogak Mosev Vetziva Lachtoch Biyantav Like the Goya, Velo Kivin the Chona Laniyas Taiti." That's the Taz. The Shach in the Kudas Hakesev says not that way. On page 27. And he says he doesn't think it's true. He says, the Mashiach Kozot came and said, I have a Osa Malacha. First word was Osa Malacha. See, some poskim hold that cut nails, the tosis on Tzadi Dalet and Shabbos, says cutting nails is only a deraisa if you need the nails. But if you don't need the nails, it's not. But the Rivosh argues. So, and then Messiah is a Mamish. He says you only say it by Maki Venikov because there's a special pasuk of Losakifu, plural, that. That there's an is, but other halachas. So he says it's only the rabbanon cutting the nails, and you don't get a vah, so therefore you should. So makom mitzvah. So you definitely should get the going to the cut. So there's a machlokas opposed. Rav Abadi holds not to cut the nails if on Friday night if you forgot, just clean them out.
Even the
Shach,
it's not so easy to get
Friday
nails and stuff like that. And
pushing
the
Shach,
the
Shach
really holding.
Yeah, so the Shach, we're going to see how far he is, because if you take a look on page 29.
He says, he's saying for Shabbos and Yom also to ask.
Yeah.
Not just.
So on page 20, he said, achas nishar biyadev tavlot tzricha tvila cheres. So the Ramah says, if you didn't cut all the nails, you have to go to the mikveh again. So the Shach says, b'emes chumer zulonim says b'shem poisik v'adrabah mei mishnah v'harbei poskim mevor d'chol shes tipor noki b'vadei n'choltes. Hagos sharidura kotzev d'tov l'hachmei v'titbol shenis. Kotzev Rav Lublin came and changed the Medina on the Chumah, near Lo Shaloch, if Miro Shanim Tzesh Shachot Tzipor Echad Miyad, Hachat Fil Kodim Shalot Tzim Baila. That's only if it's before they were, you know, they were together. Avam Lo Motzo Kim Ad Lamochar, but say, he already came home and they were together, say, and then she found it the next morning, Ein Lo Lachmer. Because then, they already had the beer, so then it looks like you're being motzi laws on the beer. And he says, "Afilim lo niskachal abaylo salayil." Even if the ma'isa, they didn't have relations that night. Hadavim chur ve'inatzricha tefila acheres. Once it's already, you know, they came home and the night, whatever, to make her go back is a davar mechur. So he says that. Since the whole thing is just a chumrah. But then he says, but the Ravon says it's not just a chumrah. The Ravon says it's because of Kol Med Lixos Kekotzes Dami. So you could mash with the time lab mishum the Efshar Shalom el mishum da Tzipor Atzmo Chotzets. Okay, because of a Bach. Okay, so here in Pesach says, okay, near the hechad the efshar lo lachzov litpol afil lo motzo hadamacher yesh lo lachzov litpol. So he says no, that she has to go to the mikveh again, even the next day. So that's if you're hechad the hechad efshar lo lachzov litpol afil lo motzo hadamacher yesh lo litpol. Kedumah lechukin ogim lachoros of al hechad lo efshar. You say. They already left the town and there's no mikveh or whatever, then they can be making. But he goes as far as saying that he wants them to go back to the mikveh. Even if she wants to buy one.
So, Shach.
So some hold like this, but Rabbi Badi's more of the Taz land. And Rabbi Badi holds that the Ravon is just the Chumrah.
What about
that? Right. To say that that makes a chatzitza, so that's a chiddush. And I'll end with a tshuva of the Chasam Sofer.
Where do we draw the line and how short you can cut? You mean, like, when you cut, like, it might sound like
we're rid of it. And you cut nails, there's like levels to cutting. Like, you have to like file it all the way down to like there's nothing. That's what I'm saying. Like, where do you. If the Rabban is saying it's a chatzitza, then anything there, according to him, is a chatzitza.
Right. Okay.
Where does he
look, say? Look, well, Mikra Torah and Malachi Ashari, so you know, whatever is normal.
Yeah, you have a heter of a someone, if a woman is marked to have the nails a little long, isn't that the Lanoi? Is that a heter of Lanoi?
Yeah, I mean, if you were, I mean, but, I mean, those are for people who want this heter, but the minig is the cut.
Wow.
Okay, I'll end with the famous Tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. Page 35. So I guess this is relevant for certain Hasidisha ladies that they shave the head after the Chasana. So the question is, page 35, so how do they go to the mikvah? They shave the head after the Chasana, so isn't all the Seir on the hair a Chatzitza? Because it's only Lichtzatz. So if you want to be a real Ravon person, so what's the answer? So he says like this. He says, no, the kol omi liktzotz is means that the time didn't happen yet. You're going to do it in 3 days. So we didn't get to the 3 days yet. But if you have to do more than just 3 days, you have to do a ma'aseh before. So you mechus a ma'aseh, so then it's not omer that. So since they only shaved the hair after the bilas mitzvah, and the bilas mitzvah didn't happen yet, so then when they go to the mikvah, it's not omer liktzotz yet. Because it's only omer liktzotz after the bilas mitzvah. So before the wedding, it's not omer liktzotz because they didn't have the bilas mitzvah. In other words, you only say omer liktzotz if the only thing that's monea is just passing of time. But if it's not just passing of time, you have to do something in between in order for it to mandate you to cut the hair, then that's not called omer liktzotz.
Why do they do it only after the bilas mitzvah? All
doing
every day,
is there
a minister? I just made it up.
Meaning, isn't it omer liktzotz now? Meaning, it's only now to be done.
So in other words, by say nails, you're going to get to cut the nails in 3 days. So, but 3 days aren't here yet. So that's omer liktzotz. So the rabban is machmir. But if it's not just 3 days, you have to do something within those 3 days.
Why do we even say it has to be 3 days? Why isn't it like omer liktzotz now?
It's not omer liktzotz now because you need the bilas mitzvah.
No, something that let's say now. If something is omer liktzotz now, then it's kikatzus tami.
Right.
But if it's not omer liktzotz for another 3 days, so maybe it shouldn't even be kikatzus tami now. Because the Ravan says, the Shas says, why? Because look, everyone's going to eventually cut their nails, so they cut their nails for the mitzvah. Even without that sort of, eventually people cut their nails and they're not going to grow forever.
Right.
I think he says, "Call me the toast, kill them, and ask them. Show me my answers in the end. To be hefty, though. Why do I even need that passage of time? Call me."
But in other words, miyad means there's no maisa.
But why do I
think that's the word because it's never going to be this second. So passage of time is not. It's still omer liktzotz.
Let's say now, meaning if it's something that's... It's
because then you'll never have the omer liktzotz. Everything, all the cases are omer liktzotz. It's not going to be right now. It's going to be,
it's only this rope. It's meaning it's only this rope now. So
No. Because it's never like that. Like the Gemara in Sanhedrin, you have, things that you're going to harvest. So is it considered mechubar or tolish? But you're not doing it this second.
It's not holding by ready to be harvested now?
Yeah, it's holding the harvest, but are you going to do it necessarily today? Not necessarily today, not necessarily tomorrow. It's a royal account. Right. But nothing is in, the only thing in your way is that, it's time. You're going to do it today or tomorrow, but here, if there's theoretically you can do it now, but even if you do it, end up doing it in 10 days from now, it's ready to go. But here, it's not ready to go, because before the bilas mitzvah, they don't shave.
A nail, it's not really now, because I wouldn't cut it unless it was longer. mean, time is going to make it grow more. So,
but even if those,
yeah, eventually when it gets long enough. But now, even though it's a little bit long, but I wouldn't cut it now.
I think it means anything that's.
As any woman got, every woman eventually will cut their hair. So what they have now is going to be only not a big, you're not waiting for some from my
side. People are going to cut their hair eventually.
Right.
So you don't say that. No, because but now they're not holding by having a haircut.
The hair that's going to be cut soon, which you would consider raw or ellipsis, is the hair that's down here. I don't think the hair that's down here is going to be really coated. It's the hair that's up here, they're not going to be cutting.
No, but whatever you're being cut, yeah,
okay.
The end of the hair.
You'll think about it. Okay. Okay, there's lots to think about.
Other end of the cut.
Okay. Okay, so we'll continue Bez Hashem on Monday, and we'll figure out the schedule. Why did they cut their hair? I don't know. Maybe a chatzitza issue.
They're doing it for chatzitza, so they
were. Yeah, I don't know.
That time they do it every time, so they shave their heads every time.
I don't know.
Obviously,
yeah, I don't know. It's a. Whatever it is, it's
can we just say that
there's a shape that's not level up?
Can we just say that?
Yeah, okay.